views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, again, experts continue to blast away saying that our kids and grandkids will not live as long as we do. Our kids and grandkids will not live as long as their parents and grandparents have lived. And they're all throwing up their hands and saying, oh, it's obesity. And blah, blah. Well, maybe very indirectly, of course, the basic root cause of the next two generations coming along not living as long as their parents and grandparents is simply they're not getting the basic raw materials to, in fact, maintain and repair themselves. If all these degenerative diseases are totally unnecessary, we could eliminate most of them within 90 days if everybody would just do some simple things, and just throwing more money at the medical system is not going to solve the problem. Right now, the U.S. medical system consumes more money and costs us more money than the healthcare system for all the rest of the world put together. The entire world each year spends $2.7 trillion for healthcare, and out of that $2.7 trillion, the United States alone spends $2.2 trillion. And yet we rank 37th in quality and safety of healthcare. We rank 46th in health and longevity. There's 45 other countries whose people are healthier and live longer than us. And doctors inflict 15 million casualties, killed, injured, and infected on their patients in their workplace, the hospital, their workplace, their clinics and offices. 15 million a year, and this statistic came out February 2nd, 2007. The raw material was a glean from the Journal of the American Medical Association, from the Center for Disease Control, and many other well-respected agencies and universities. And yet you never saw this story on TV or the radio. It was a one full-page story in the USA Today, February 2nd, 2007. And I looked very carefully. I mean, I spent a lot of time watching, got like three televisions, and I'm watching Fox News and CNN and NBC and ABC and CNBC. Story doesn't appear anywhere. And so I believe if it's to be, it's up to me. And so that's why I'm sharing this with you. And I urge you, I mean, we're gleaning over. I mean, we're just whipping over here. Doctors inflict in their workplace each year in America 15 million casualties, 15 million killed, injured, and infected. That includes hospitals, their offices, and clinics. And nobody does anything about it. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. So I urge you to educate yourself, boycott a failed and corrupt system that's very dangerous, very expensive, and yet we're not getting a simple bang for the buck. And so what you need to do is take responsibility, educate yourself, and I know that everybody's not going to do this. There's always the wimps, wusses, and weenies who think the government should do everything for them. But basically what I'm looking for are the people who go to Home Depot, Lowe's, and Menards. I'm looking for the people who go to AutoZone, Napa Auto Parts, and Pep Boys who want to maintain their own cars, who want to maintain and remodel their homes themselves. They don't want to put out the extra money for repairmen from dealerships and so forth for cars and for general contractors and subcontractors for doing their housework when they can do it themselves. Well, the same thing is true with healthcare. With 15 minutes of reading, of books that are written at the fifth grade reading level, with 15 minutes of reading, if you can make an oatmeal cookie from a recipe, you can actually do about 95% or more of the things that you might go to a doctor for. You can go to a pharmacy without a prescription. You can get a blood pressure monitoring device. You can get blood sugar tests. You can get the occult blood test to see if you have blood in your bowel movement. You can get tests to see if you're pregnant. You can get tests to see if you're in menopause, if you're ovulating at all. You can get tests for just about everything from the pharmacy without a prescription. And you can get all kinds of devices such as Steri-Strips and butterfly bandages to close wounds. Obviously, a little girl should probably go to a plastic surgeon and spend any scars in her face, but barring that sort of thing, we should be able to take care of most minor wounds ourselves. Instead of running to the doctor for a couple of stitches here, running to the doctor for this and that, removing splinters, removing skin tags and warts and all that kind of stuff, we can do all that stuff ourselves. And so I urge you to get the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, The Passport to Aromatherapy. Those three books, the trilogy of books, I call them, will give you a good nucleus to your home health library and teach you how to deal with over 600 diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and the aromatherapy oils. That's Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Now, if you particularly have a challenge with obesity or type 2 diabetes or the metabolic syndrome, which is elevated blood pressure, hypertension, elevated blood cholesterol and triglycerides, insulin resistance, and abdominal obesity, you really need to add to that trilogy of books the book Hell's Kitchen. And Hell's Kitchen is such a great book. It actually gives you the basic root cause of being overweight and obese. It's not just another low-carb diet and menu and recipe book, although it does have, I think, out of 14 chapters, it has one that deals with these recipes and menus. But the rest of it goes into the history of America being overweight and obese, what causes it, the history, the technology, the people, the policies. And believe me, we can solve this problem ourselves. I've helped people, tens of thousands of people each year lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more. Some of them have lost over 300 pounds. We do it through a nutritional program. And I urge you to get that trilogy of book, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, The Passport to Aromatherapy. Throw in Hell's Kitchen. When you buy the book, Hell's Kitchen, from your Youngevity associate, ask them for your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Let's be self-sufficient. Let's go back to the pioneering days of Americans. We're not dependent on pretty much anybody. We're going to have to take responsibility and actually educate ourselves, and we can do this. Otherwise, our kids and our grandkids are doomed to die a shorter life than us. We'll be back after these messages.
In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly, allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching, and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Okay, have you heard this word before? Arthrodex. I'm sure you have, from a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons, but I'm here again to tell you that Arthrodex is so sweet for all of our little puppies, kitties, horsies, whatever it is you have for your little pet. They can all use Arthrodex. It's really easy to use. It's a wonderful tasting powder, and again, I did taste it. It tastes good. I might even take some for myself. Just go ahead, sprinkle this. It's a little powder. You can sprinkle it right on top of their food, and they just lap it up. And watch how they start to run around and jump up in the back of the truck again, and they're not dragging their rear anymore. Come on, give us a call for all those little guys.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. If you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, ask your Youngevity representative for that book, Hell's Kitchen, and be sure to ask him for your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
How about Pearls of Wisdom?
Tried
to catch sleeping there. I wanted to talk about a Associated Press story that came out a few days ago. And this kind of goes to that whole situation that we've got when we talk about the 15.8 million people that are, harmed in the medical system in some fashion every year. And the headline of this story is 3 hepatitis C cases linked to New York City doctor. Apparently, this individual was an anesthesiologist. And what I found sort of interesting is they said that between December 1st of 2003 and May 1st of 2007, which is just a little over 4 years, that this individual worked in 10 different medical offices. Now, either they weren't very good at their job, they were moonlighting in a bunch of places, but now authorities in New York from the health department are trying to attempt to get in contact with 4,500 people that were treated by this individual and may have been exposed to hepatitis C. So they're sending out letters to everyone noting that the liver-damaging disease, they say, cannot spread by casual contact. Now, a spokesperson for the health department in New York City is saying, her name is Claudia Hutton. She says, authorities have not identified the anesthesiologist. Agency had not established, quote, that the doctor is guilty of doing anything wrong. Now, this is a doctor who's held a medical license since 1977. So this is not just some young, wet-behind-the-ears buck that decided to go out and not tell anyone that they had this disease.
He's been in practice for 30 years.
Yeah, been in practice for 30-plus years. And they say that that another agency spokesperson, this is where I found it was sort of interesting, from the same agency, a Dr. Marcy Layton, she's the agency's assistant commissioner for communicable disease. She's quoted as saying, the transmission of hepatitis in a medical setting is rare, but as a precaution, we are reaching out to anyone who could have been potentially exposed.
I don't think it's rare. I think when it was originally identified as a new form of hepatitis, actually it was caused by doctors giving transfusion of contaminated blood. So just about everybody got hepatitis C from a blood transfusion during surgery. So them to say that it doesn't occur in medical settings very often is sort of oxymoron.
And what I find interesting about this, too, is, you know, their spokesperson saying this doctor is guilty of doing nothing wrong. Now, this Marcy Layton, she's the agency's commissioner on communicable disease. She also goes on to say that she stressed that intravenous medications are very safe when standard infection control procedures are followed. So obviously the fact that this individual, they're not identifying whether it's male or female, the fact that they spread hepatitis C to 3 patients, obviously at least 3 times, this individual was not taking proper infection control procedures in doing them the way they're supposed to be, or the people wouldn't have gotten infected. So that for them to say that the doctor is guilty of doing nothing wrong is basically just backtalk or you know, the old shuffle going on there.
Yeah, exactly. They're just sort of, you know, covering themselves and saying, well, of course the doctor didn't do anything wrong, because if this guy's been floating around this long, how many people has he infected and it's just hasn't been, you know, come back to him yet? But, you know, anesthesiologist sticks needles in people, I just get really nervous about doctors sticking people with things. You know, again, 2 million infections in hospitals each year, and anesthesiologists contribute a great deal towards that.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, the interesting thing is this just goes to what you were talking about in your monologue, and that is that the more that we don't rely on the medical industry, the better off we will be. And many of the things, this was all happened during outpatient procedures, so it's quite likely that many of these people or that were possibly exposed to this didn't really have to be there in the first place if they just educated themselves.
That's right. 95% of the time, they could have done it themselves, especially with elective things. There's all kinds of ways to get a tummy tuck, a facelift, a breast lift, and all those kind of things. You can do it yourself with a little bit of education and picking the right nutrients and herbs and things. It is amazing. Non-surgical facelift, non-chemical peels, and all that kind of stuff is available through your Youngevity associate. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. If you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, get ready for summer. Get a hold of your Youngevity associate and get that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. And it'll teach you the history, the technology, the people, and the policy involved that have created this epidemic of people being overweight and obese in America and other industrialized nations for that matter. And it goes into the basic root cause, which are mineral deficiencies. And once you know the basic root cause, it's easy not only to lose the weight, but to maintain the weight loss you achieve so you don't get this yo-yo thing, up and down, up and down, up and down, and you go on with your life. That's Hell's Kitchen, the book. Ask for your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, now let's go to callers.
Let's go to Arkansas. And Susan, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Susan.
Hi, I have a 16-pound Yorkie mix that got damaged eye, and it didn't respond well enough to normal treatment. They are sewing it up as we speak for that 10-day period. I want to give him the best nutrients for the best hope of saving this eye. And in my arsenal, I currently have EFA Plus Glucogel Classic Rebound Women's FX. What can I give him to make sure that he has the best chance of saving this eye?
Sure. What you can do is, but then you say the multiple, you have the liquid multiple. Which one was it? The classic?
I have Classic Rebound Women's FX.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd give him a teaspoon of the classic in the food. I'd give him the EFAs. You got the EFAs. I'd go ahead and throw about three of those in there. That'll give the 90
cents. Three whole EFA pluses?
Yeah. Just throw them right in the food, and it'll chew them right up. And then if you have access to Arthrodex, I'd give him one scoop of Arthrodex. Yeah, but the classic and the EFAs is the place to start. Then find out if you have a neighbor or somebody who's got some Arthrodex with them. Go ahead and order yours and replace how much you ever used from them. And then that's what I'd do. Get them on the Arthrodex, get them on the EFAs, and get them on the classic. That'll give them all the known essential nutrients. And how old is this dog?
He's 4 years old.
Yeah. Well, he's still young enough, and he should be able to recover well. Now, was the eye itself damaged? Or?
The cornea is damaged and the bottom eyelid,
mm-hmm.
and it started to cloud up mm-hmm. inside.
Sure. Okay. I'm assuming they're giving it antibiotics and all that kind of stuff.
Do I give this twice a day?
Yeah, I would do it just once a day unless you feed the dog twice a day. If you feed the dog twice a day, then I would cut that dose in half and give half of the dose, you know, in the morning meal and the other half at the evening meal. But if you feed them once a day, just throw it in once a day.
And Arthrodex, just by what the label says as far
yeah,
as
yeah, one scoop, just one scoop.
Do I pull them off the EFA there, plus?
Scoop. Three EFA pluses and one teaspoon of the Ultimate Classic. Then call me in a couple of weeks to let me know how that eye does.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. One other thing you can do is put say 10 drops of the Envision colloidal silver in an ounce of distilled water and actually spray that dog's face from a distance where it just gets a mist or a cloud. The colloidal silver on his face. You don't want to soak the eye, but you want to get the colloidal silver mist topically on the eyelid and the surface of the eye and so forth. Again, I would put in about 10 drops per ounce, 10 drops of colloidal silver per ounce of water. Then call me in a week, let me know how it's going. But infection management is going to be the most important thing. So I'm assuming they're going to give some antibiotics to try and assuage the infection from the inside. The colloidal silver will work on it from the outside. Okay, I only have a moment left here, so I'm going to go ahead and take it. And I would urge people to begin to boycott a corrupt and failed medical system.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And most people know of Youngevity as the mineral company, but we're also a juice company. We have Beyond Juice. We have the OPCTs. We have the Ultimate Youth, which has 46 different juices from berries, fruits, and vegetables in it. It's a powder. It has 700 milligrams of cinnamon per serving. We've got the EQ Factor with some really exotic kelp and mosses and pomegranate juice in it, plus resveratrol, a great liquid antioxidant. We have the Vitali, a dessert wine with no alcohol in it. Really great auric values, 2,228 auric points per serving. And then, of course, we have the Cocogevity. Cocogevity is a creme de la creme made with dark chocolate and all that kind of stuff. And with mangosteen, goji, Siberian, sour cherry, 3,000 auric points per serving. So I urge you to get a hold of the CD set. It's two CDs by Jay Cordish, the legendary juice man, and me, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, the mineral doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach. It's a set of two CDs. It's called The Juice Cures. Ask your Youngevity associate for The Juice Cures. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Pennsylvania, and Judy, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Judy, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Wallach, for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I called you about this lady before, but things have taken a turn for the worst. She has tried...
Hello?
She breaks out in a rash.
I'm sorry, you broke up there for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, but she tried to take your classic, but she's allergic to iron. She breaks out in a rash, and she's not been able to take the nutrients. But she has a really bad eye. The doctors say that it was probably a birth defect. But recently, her eye has taken a turn for the worse. She is blind in one eye, and her glaucoma was staying at 19 in the other eye, but just recently she had surgery because there was some vessels that were bleeding, and they done some radiation to try to stop the bleeding. Well, now they say it's not bleeding but leaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in the meantime, the doctors run up bills of $100,000 here.
Right.
All right. I'd be amazed if she's allergic. Hello?
they say her eye is forming blood vessels in front of the retina at this point.
I understand.
Okay.
So basically what I would do is she's got to go back to the nutrients. Otherwise, this thing is going to continue to get worse. And I would doubt if her rash came from iron in the supplements. If it was one of the liquid multiples, for instance, the Ultimate Classic has very large doses of niacin, vitamin B3 in there, and sometimes people are sensitive to that, and they'll get kind of a reddish skin thing. And basically all they got to do is cut the dose in half, and it goes away. And so she might want to kind of reconsider, start something like the Ultimate or the Ultra Body Toddy, and just start out with a teaspoon twice a day, a teaspoon of breakfast, a teaspoon of dinner, which is, you know, like a quarter of the dose. I would also give her the Osteo FX. I'd give her a tablespoon of that twice a day because glaucoma is high blood pressure in the eye, essentially all it is. So I'd give her a tablespoon of the Osteo FX at breakfast, a tablespoon at dinner. I'd also give her some of the antioxidants. Vision FX would be a good one. I'd have her take a couple of those Vision FX capsules at breakfast, a couple with dinner. It wouldn't hurt her to take a couple of the Ultimate Selenium at breakfast, a couple of the Ultimate Selenium at dinner. Then I'd have her take some of these juice antioxidants, such as the Beyond Juice. I'd have her take two of the Veggie FX and two of the Fruit FX with breakfast and two of each again at dinner. And then let her pick one of the liquid multiples, either the EQ Factor, the Vitali, or the Cocogevity. She needs to take 2 ounces of them a day. Divide them up into 4 tablespoon doses, which is 4 half-ounce doses. Never stay away from things that produce free radicals. No fried foods, no margins, no cooking oils, no meat cooked, all done or burnt. Absolutely no carbonated drinks, no alcohol. And hang on, because I know you have another question. We'll be back with you, Judy, after these messages.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to Pennsylvania. And Judy, question number two.
Okay, on the other one, do you think that these things would help stop that bleeding that's going on?
Well, I have to know a little more about what's causing the bleeding, but usually, does this individual have white, gray, or silver hair?
Yes, she has some silver hair, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, usually those things are caused by a copper deficiency, and they're losing blood seeping through little cracks in the arteries of the eye and so forth, essentially microaneurysms. And usually these people have spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, other manifestations of copper deficiency. And again, this little system that I gave you contains all those nutrients, and they're necessary to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of these vessels. And it comes down to, does she have an absorption problem? If she has an absorption problem, then we got to get a little more drastic on her diet. But it's important that she give up, again, free radical producing things in her diet, fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks, and caffeine, and even sugar. Needs to give up sugar as much as possible, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. On my second question, my son has a fungus, which is probably athlete's feet on his feet, but it goes up his leg, and he also lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and he tries to put a wet cloth on the back of his head with a hat, but when he does, he gets that fungus on the back of his neck, and he has some of it on his chest.
Sure.
What's going on?
Okay. Well, basically, if he's living by himself with a bunch of other guys, he needs to do something that you and I as parents always do. Number one, he cannot be washing his socks with his underwear and his T-shirts and things like that. Usually they just throw everything all in the same wash and they use some dumb laundry detergent which doesn't kill the fungus. So he just keeps reinfecting himself. Mm-hmm. So he needs to wash his socks separately. He can use our Hydro Clean. It's a liquid, Hydro Wash. The liquid laundry detergent. And then he needs to do a rinse on his socks with bleach. And then he needs to do another rinse to get the bleach out. And it wouldn't hurt for a couple of rounds to do the same thing on his underwear and T-shirts and any shirt he might wear in his bare skin. He needs to get some of this Lysol spray and spray the inside of his shoes and use some of the deep cleanser aromatherapy oils from the Ancient Legacy in his shoes. He can use the 90 essential nutrients to support and promote a healthy immune system. So you need to employ his immune system here to work on this from the inside. And then also, he can use the tea tree oil topically straight in between his toes, on his feet, any place that this fungus lesion is, on his legs, his chest, and the back of his neck, and so on. And it comes down to hygiene, number one, to keep from reinfecting. Number two, he needs to use the 90 essential nutrients to support and promote a healthy immune system. And then number three, topically, use the tea tree oil from our Ancient Legacy division directly on the fungus, and that will certainly get under control. These essential oils are just legendary. They're made out of multiple different phytochemicals and phytonutrients, and as a result, there's never been a virus, bacteria, fungus, or yeast that's learned how to build up a resistance to it. The reason why bacteria, fungus, and yeast are able to build up a resistance to antibiotics is only one chemical, so it's easy to figure out how to go around one chemical. When you have a essential oil like tea tree oil that has dozens and dozens, in some cases hundreds, of different phytonutrients and phytochemicals in it, it's almost impossible for one of these organisms to figure that out. And so this should take care of the problem, but he's going to have to be faithful in his personal hygiene. He's going to have to be faithful. You know, he can't be rubbing his feet, which could be itchy and painful and everything, then rub his feet with his hands and then rub the back of his neck and so on. And he can't be washing his socks with the rest of his clothes. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's go to Waco, Nebraska, and Verdell. You're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Purnell.
Thank you very much.
Hey. What's up? Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a few years, but besides the pig peck, what can I do for nail fungus?
Okay, nail fungus. Well, again, like the is this in your toenails or fingernails or what?
Toenails. Had it since I was 16.
Okay. Well, yeah, the pig peck is great. You can use the pig peck. How much do you weigh?
190.
Yeah, well, I'd take two full doses a day, a full dose of breakfast, a full dose of dinner. Again, the purpose is to twofold. Number one, to support, promote, maintenance, repair of all tissues, including the skin and the toenails and the hair, all those ancillary structures of the skin. But it also will support, promote a healthy and vigorous immune system. Wouldn't hurt to throw in a little bit of extra, at least for a while. The Killerbiotic, you can take a couple of those twice a day to support and promote a healthy immune system. And then topically, this is legendary for athlete's foot and toenail fungus, is the Ancient Legacy Tea Tree Oil. You can use a Q-tip and apply that directly to the toenails, the cuticles underneath the toenail, the top of the toenail. I do that 3-4 times a day, just straight. And tea tree oil is legendary for dealing with athlete's foot and toenail fungus and fingernail fungus and so on. But again, I'd be washing your socks separately than the rest of your clothes. I would definitely use the Hydro Wash liquid and detergent, and then I would use it's got to be a chlorine bleach. Some of these non-chlorine bleaches won't work. Got to use a chlorine bleach to, again, use in some of the rinses with your socks, and then rinse it a couple times to get all the bleach out. Wouldn't hurt for a couple of rounds to do that with your underwear and your T-shirts if you've been washing them all together, because this stuff will spread all over your body if you're washing your socks with your underwear and your T-shirts and clothes that contact your bare skin. And then you need to clean up your act. You need to get rid of things out of your diet that will increase either directly or indirectly the production of free radicals. Again, no fried foods, no margarines, no cooking oils, no meat cooked well done, no burnt animal fats, no carbonated drinks. Definitely keep the alcohol down, although you could have a beer on a hot day or maybe a glass of wine with dinner. But I would stay away from sugar. It's absolutely essential to do all that stuff. And once you get under control, you want to keep your level of nutrients up. The pig pack is great to deal with that, and the Killerbiotic. And then it wouldn't hurt to, at least at bedtime, once the fungus has gone out of your toenails and your toes, I would go ahead and even douse them at bedtime just as sort of a precautionary measure, as a preventative. And you'll be amazed at what you can do with that little system. Build up the immune system, support and promote healthy maintenance repair, and then topically use the tea tree oil. What a great combination. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Oregon, and Mary, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Mary, you're on the air.
Hello.
What's up?
I tried Cocogevity coincidentally at the beginning of what used to be my hay fever season.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the things you need to do to clean up your diet.
Sure.
And so when I used the Cocogevity, I noticed that the symptoms were gone, and I thought, well, I'm going to just use this. But what I'm looking for today is a bedtime antioxidant caffeine-free product, and I would like the next highest one besides Ultimate Youth, because I do use Ultimate Youth at dinner time.
Sure. Well, if you're looking for something to help support the body's immune system, you want to take it before bed with no caffeine in it, one of them would be the OxyBody. OxyBody. Wouldn't hurt to also use the EQ Factor. There's no caffeine in that one from any source. So EQ Factor, OxyBody are two great things. You could take an ounce of those before bed and actually really... not only an oxygen supplement with the OxyBody, but also a great way to support the immune system at bedtime. EQ Factor is just wonderful. No caffeine in that one. Well, thank you. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hi everyone, Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique, it's different than any other product. It's called Vitali. It's an ultimate juice loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. Vitali is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not?
To order great-tasting Vitali, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, and Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Arkansas, and Joe, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach, how you doing, sir?
Great, sir. Thank you. What's up?
I've got a friend in Oklahoma who just got out of the hospital. They're not sure what's the matter with him. His left kidney has no blood flow through it whatsoever. Right kidney has functioning about 50%. He's got very large kidney stones in his right kidney. He's a 52-year-old male in good shape, about 180 pounds, a carpenter by profession. And this kind of hit him all of a sudden. I thought, hey, if anyone can do anything, it's been coming on him
a long time, actually. When you have kidney stones, you have raging osteoporosis. And I suspect for, you know, a carpenter working outside, he's probably using something like Pepsi Cola or Mountain Dew or Gatorade for drinking. Not enough calcium in any of those. In fact, they don't have any calcium in them at all. And but they do have phosphates, which drive the requirement for calcium up. And the odds are he wasn't supplementing with anything very respectable. And so a guy his size, I'd start him out with something serious. I'd give him to start out with. We can cut back later. But right now, we need to get some blood flow through that kidney. I can't imagine. He must have blood flow to the kidney for its own survival, but maybe not filtering very well. So what I would do is I'd give him two full doses of the Pig Pack Plus a day. Give him a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with breakfast, a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with dinner. I'd get him the extra bottle of OsteoFX, the liquid calcium, so he can take 4 tablespoons a day of the calcium, one at breakfast, one at dinner, and 2 tablespoons at bedtime with a glass of water. I would also have him drink Rebound FX as a not only a fluid replacement but a nutrient replacement. It has 100 nutrients in it compared with Gatorade, which has 2. And so what I would do is give him 1 ounce of the Gatorade concentrate per 16 ounces of drinking water. He can have as much of that as he wants. I think we've covered all the bases here by doing that. And then what I need to do is hear back from him, say, in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks. Give me a progress report at each call, and we'll walk him through this, because I think this is moderately, what should I say, simple. This isn't just perfectly simple, but it's moderately simple. Oh, one other thing. I did want to throw one other thing in there, and that is the Ultimate Daily Tablets. He needs to take three of those twice a day. That's going to support and promote healthy circulation in the body, including the kidneys. So the Ultimate Daily Tablets, he needs three of those twice a day, and then the Pig Pack Plus twice a day, and the extra bottle of OsteoFX. And let's go with that. And to keep him away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks, even the diet ones, because they neutralize stomach acid and interfere with the efficient and maybe sometimes even total absorption of minerals. Certainly interferes with the digestion of protein and the absorption of B12. And so we have to do some extraordinary measures here, especially with the history of kidney stones. He probably has dental problems, receding gums, and periodontal disease, and those kind of things, which the average person wouldn't relate them. But it's the same cause as the kidney stones, and so we need to deal with all of that. And the diet changes, as well as the supplement program, will. But again, it's very important to call me every couple of weeks for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Give me some feedback, and we'll tweak this program and you know, make it specific to him. But this is a good base to start. When you give all the known essential nutrients, it's going to support and promote healthy maintenance and repair. And this is what this guy needs right now. And I'm sure the doctors have told him, if they've told him anything about diet, is to eliminate calcium, don't take calcium supplements, that sort of stuff. So don't drink milk, don't eat cheese. Well, that's all nonsense. He actually needs more calcium, not less, when you have kidney stones. And again, here's where the book, the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy covers about 600 different diseases. And it's very, very essential that the patient or the individual, before they get sick, understand what's going on so they can deal with it in an educated manner, so they're not just rotely following the stupid things that doctors will tell them to do. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Really great questions today, a couple of good testimonies. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.